3 months ago, in a typical suburban secondary school in Sydney's northern suburbs, an incredible story that fascinated thousands worldwide occurred. A young 16-year-old schoolboy by the name of Casey Haynes stood up to his tormenting 12-year-old bully Richard Gale. And in a moment Casey himself describes as being a mind snap, he picks up his physically smaller bully and throws him to the ground in a move professional wrestlers would surely be proud of. A video of this moment was taken at the time, where multiple versions have totaled over 300,000 views on YouTube. Many of these in particular have been video remixes, the most popular one involving the use of sound effects from a popular video game Street Fighter 2, leading to Casey's new nickname, Casey the Punisher.
You win!
I'm Justin Tallant, and today I look at how and why this story has become so popular among so many people worldwide, most particularly within online culture circles that congregate in image world websites like 4chan.org, a website that attracts millions of viewers each month. I will also discover how such popularity would be coped with by both Casey, the proverbial hero of our story, and also our young villain, Richard.
Honestly, the rise of Casey in online circles makes perfect sense. We as humans love our heroes, even more so the heroes that come from the most unexpected of places.
Peter Mangini, an expert of online social cultures and movements, believes Casey's rise to worldwide stardom was spread even further due to many people in online circles sympathising with Casey, having possibly been victims of bullying themselves while at school.
It may be a cliche to say, yes, but many people online join these communities due to wanting to find like-minded people to interact with, to feel like they belong. Usually this is due to having no friends or being mistreated by other students while at school. And them seeing this story would make them feel like they've seen someone finally stand up to the torture and fight back with quite amazing results, if you've seen. The anonymous nature of these websites also protects their identity in case they are recognised by someone that they may have already bullied them or currently bully them, and this lives in a very great sense of security.
One member of these anonymous online social groups, a 22-year-old IT student from Melbourne who will be called Derek for the purposes of this story, agrees with this assertion.
Well, yeah, it's really true, you know. I was constantly bullied while at school, and I had 4chan as my place to go after school and be a part of a large community that really understood me without really knowing me. Yeah, it felt really safe and I felt like I really belonged.
When Derek is asked of how Casey's story spread outside the image boards he frequents, he gives a quick and simple answer.
Well, yeah, memes, obviously, yeah. That Street Fighter 2 video was made and first spread around the boards, actually. I don't really remember it. And, yeah, suddenly people were watching it and finding the original video as well and watching that as well. And, yeah, more and more people kept on spreading it to this story. And, yeah, more like, virtually their friends knew about it and they were watching that as well. And, yeah, suddenly many news networks were picking it up and, yeah, it became a huge worldwide phenomenon and a huge media circus.
Memes are a term used to describe popular aspects of online culture that define, in particular, the humour of online social groups. These in-jokes are numerous and now becoming even more widespread. Mangini gives a great example of a very well-known meme.
Let's say I shared a link on Facebook describing a video for the first ever trailer for a blockbuster movie. So, obviously, people want to see this, and then they click on the link, and suddenly they see a different video with a young redhead 80s pop star dancing to this famous tune.
This is Eddie Kroll, and hundreds of millions have been clicked by this very simple and random humor drop from a music video by Arlie Crassley. This meme originated on 4chan, and is only one of hundreds who have originated on popular image boards.
All jokes aside, one question persists. How do such young people cope with the idea that hundreds of thousands of people know exactly who they are? In addition, how would they cope with the idea that they are a hero and an inspiration to these masses of people? Dr. Chris Paulson, a child psychologist based in eastern Melbourne, believes Casey will cope extremely well in this situation.
Well, yeah, he'd feel that basically after living most of his childhood feeling alone, that there are other people out there and that he'd know how he feels. And, you know, he can now inspire people to stand up for themselves and be confident and take on their demons. I'm pretty sure any male teenager would also enjoy being known as the Punisher.
As for the supposed villain of our story, Richard Gale, Dr. Paulson holds concerns that the wider community will give him trouble for being ousted as a bully to thousands of people worldwide.
Particularly in online communities, I can only imagine the vitriol that would direct Richard's way, especially in these few months where this story is still fresh in people's minds, you know. You know, even more so after